There are numerous religions in the world, but there is only one that provides salvation, that one being through Jesus Christ. When the apostles were brought before the rulers and elders and scribes to give an account of their activities, Peter said concerning Jesus, "And in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved." Acts 4 and verse 12. And in like manner, the Apostle Paul said, "There is one body, the church, one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, even as also ye were called in one hope of your calling, the hope of salvation. One Lord, Jesus, one faith, a system of faith, one baptism, one common to all Christians, that is, water. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. But just wearing the name or claiming to have a relationship with Jesus is insufficient unless that relationship is defined by the prescribed words of Jesus. There are numerous Christian religions in the world. What divides them is the same thing that divides paganism from Christianity, that is, doctrines and practice. Just claiming to be a Christian does not make one a Christian. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7, 21. True worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. John 4, 23. Truth is based upon God's standard of righteousness. All of the zeal in the world will not replace the necessity of knowledge and adherence to it. The Apostle Paul said, "I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Romans 10, 2-3. If the doctrines and practices to which you adhere are not found in the pages of the Word of God, then they are vain. Jesus said, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." Matthew 15, 8-9. Will you examine the doctrines and practices to which you adhere? And if you find them to be lacking scriptural authority, will you become angry like the Jews who killed Stephen? Acts 7, 54-60. Or will you turn from them and honor God and not man? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter saying, "We must obey God rather than men." Acts 5, 29.